The numbers that you saw from the Market Connection survey came out this week, and we have it linked up on federalnewsradio.com.
Everybody needs to read that.
Which ones made the biggest impression on you?
Well, they, from year over year, they did this. This is the second year for the study. Last year it was like 49% or 45% of feds were using social media. It's now 92%. So the usage is there. It is a radical jump in the overall federal population using it. And from my perspective, and I think you'll like this too, the biggest spike was in the usage of LinkedIn.
You are a tireless advocate of LinkedIn and, in fact, have become my LinkedIn coach, and I appreciate that very much. I continue to be surprised in my usage of LinkedIn at both the quantity and quality, and when I say quality, I mean just high-level people in the federal government who continue to show up on my LinkedIn profile as possible connections who are new, have the little new icon next to their names.
Yeah, and if you have your, who's here kind of thing off to the right, it's perpetually showing me some new Fed.
What is the pull, and the reason I ask you that is to understand what's pulling people in so that if I'm on the contracting side, I can understand how to respond to that desire or wish or need that is pulling people in government in.
Well, the pull, I believe, is it appears on the surface, especially LinkedIn, and I believe to a large extent it is. It appears to be a great information treasure trove, and you can research companies. You can see how stable they are because it tracks employee movement. You can see exactly what they claim to do. You can see who's endorsed them through the recommendations. And you can see what kind of intellectual real estate they're actually claiming. The second largest use, and it's only like 0.25% or 1% behind the main use for contractors using this, is to develop a thought leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're differentiating themselves. And we said this last time we talked about it. 100% of Washington Tech's top 100 are on LinkedIn, and they're there in massive numbers. The feds know this.
Now, I know you are the big LinkedIn evangelist, and I'm coming around more and more to your position on that. But one area that you and I have talked about where there is a growing presence in the contracting community to do that very thing is the blogging community, the executives and the technology experts at contracting companies that are starting blogs and that are pushing information out that way to position themselves as experts and thought leaders.
Exactly. And the use of blogs is also up a lot. 56% of contractors use blogs for marketing and promotion. But if you aren't in a position to put your blog in front of people, that's why you go to LinkedIn. So every time, I did it today, I had a new blog post that was tangentially related to this because I had somebody tell me last, I told you this earlier today, I had somebody tell me, I've been on LinkedIn 6 months and it hasn't done anything for me. I tried really hard not to laugh out loud at them when they said that.
What are the things that when you talk to people in the contracting community, especially smaller companies, what are the things they're struggling with the most? What are the things that are hardest for them to understand about why this is a worthwhile investment for their time?
Just because they have so little time, the smaller the company, the more hats you're wearing. You really are leery about putting on one more hat, even if it has the potential of putting you in front of more people. You're just having a very difficult time carving that time out of your day. And you and I talked about this earlier today in our coaching session, and you have to, once or twice a week at least, carve out that 30-minute spot where you can sit down and play with this thing.
Making it really work, though, is not just, it doesn't seem to me to be, as we talked about, a 20 or 30 minute time investment every once in a while. Consistency is really critical here, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, and people ask, how often am I on LinkedIn? Well, it's on the background, frankly, 15 hours a day. I do not leave LinkedIn when I'm on the computer. I'll have it in a background screen, but if something pops up, I want to be one of the early ones commenting on it. Mark Hausman's going to be one of the early ones commenting on it. Peter Weischer over at Washington Management Group is going to be one of the early ones commenting on it. There's a key cadre of people in the market who understand and exploit the value of this. And it's and I'm not encouraging other people to do the same, but you have to cut out a little bit of time to monitor the conversations and add your two cents. This is how you're differentiating yourself, not by saying I'm the best at X, Y, Z, by telling people in the conversations your point of view. You're demonstrating that you're different.
I am going to, in the commercial break that I'm about to take, go on the internet and Google LinkedIn 12-step programs and send you the links that I find, because I'm starting to worry that maybe you like LinkedIn just a little too much.
Possibly so. But like you said earlier, man, you know, I've been here now almost 8 years, and it's the coolest darn thing I've found in a really long time.
Always.